Welcome to your Dim Mach Novice course audio, the first one of the audios that we will be doing. Last time in the lesson, we took a look at the diurnal cycle, and hopefully you did go through that video more than once. I know it's a long video to sit and go through, but the information is absolutely gold, especially as we expand upon it for the Dim Mach project. Now, if you've been with me for a while, you'll know that when it comes to knockouts and things, I've always encouraged people to use yang pressure points over yin points for getting the actual knockout itself. And that is because the yang meridians are more resilient and less dangerous than the yin meridians are. But now we're going to start to get into a little bit more information with regards to their usage and the time of day in which it is. Okay. So the idea of being able to incorporate the diurnal cycle is, as an example, you will know that at 5 to 7 a.m. we're in large intestine time. We'll just use this as an example. It's a yang meridian, and if you take advantage of that time of day where the meridian is rebooting, the organ is rebooting, and you do your strike there at this particular time, and it would be an energy strike versus just the conventional vibrating strike because it's a middle meridian. Okay? You strike large intestine 10 as an example, using a vibration to get a result that you want on the arm itself. However, you could strike large intestine 10 and affect the organ if you did it with an energy strike, and you did it between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. What would the result be? Well, it could be pretty messy, right? Especially if it's done correctly. Now, I'm just giving you a slight amount of information at this time. We're going to build on this. Right? Now, for your training purposes and for your thinking purposes, I want you to stay with the yang meridians first. We'll get into detail on how they all work, but the yin meridians are a little bit more dangerous, quite a bit more dangerous, and we are working at using this to actually affect the organ itself, which is far, far more dangerous than just affecting the area of the body in which we are striking. And this is probably the first time when you're going to be really, really thinking in depth as to what the result could be. Now, striking large intestine 10, as an example, is relatively safe, right? If the person does have an issue with their large intestine, and actually most people do, in the Western world, especially because of the diets, most people's colon is an absolute mess. And if you might recall the stories about John Wayne having X number of pounds of undigested meat stuck in his colon, and there is a great deal of truth to that. Now, there was an exaggeration of that as well, because they said it was raw meat. It wouldn't be raw meat, it would be cooked meat. Now, for me, large intestine is a very strong organ because I've spent many years making sure that it is. So a strike at large intestine 10, I'm going to take pretty well, unless, but we'll get into the unless as we go along here. Now, a great example of a strike, and you can imagine this in some type of an altercation, would be to, at between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., striking at bladder and having the person evacuate their bladder during the course of the fight. You know what that is going to do. That is going to end pretty much anything that is not a desperation fight back situation. When somebody is attacking and they end up pissing themselves, well, the fight's over. It truly is, because this takes a lot of steam out of somebody. So now, of course, the next question is, well, the bladder's at the back of the body, and bladder one at the tear duct is going to be hard to get to. I suppose I could attack the back of the leg or something, but how am I going to do that effectively? That answer is very simple, my friends. You are start looking at this entire diurnal cycle with relation to the alarm points. Okay? If you strike the alarm point for bladder, which directly affects the organ and the functioning of the organ, you will get the result. If you do it at the diurnal cycle, you will get an even better result, or you get the optimum result, actually. However, if you do it with an energy strike, such as a vibrating palm, the results will be devastating. Now you'll notice, guys, if you look below this post, which you probably already have, we are already talking about alarm points. Right? I have said for years that the alarm points are the most important thing in Kyusho if you want to be effective, is having an in-depth knowledge of these. The same goes with Dimmak. Right? Now in Kyusho, we're typically looking to get a knockout or to shut down a limb of the body so that the altercation cannot continue. In Dimmak, we're looking at shutting down an organ, or at the higher levels, delaying the shutdown of an organ. And I will get into that also, but not today. Right? I'm not going to overload you with too much information. So now I want you to think about this. Right? You have some tremendous options available to you for this. Now, as an example, triple warmer. Triple warmer controls the heat functions of the body, but it also ties to the endocrine system, specifically the emotions. So what would the result be of an energy strike, two triple warmers alarm point, okay, which is conception 5, at the triple warmer time of day? Now, automatically, what I'm hoping when I see a triple warmer time of day, I'm hoping it's popping right, like immediately into your head. Right? What would the result be? Well, I would venture the guess to state that it would be a complete emotional overload in a shutdown of the body based on that alone. Long time ago, I was with a woman who, unbeknownst to me, had some rather bad demons in her, some very serious PTSD issues. It wasn't called that back then, but something happened one day in class and she disappeared into the washroom, and I found her at the end of class curled up in the corner of the cubicle, basically not responsive. This is the type of effect you could have on the person based on what's going on. You could also delay that effect, but again, that's for another time. So guys, take a look below this. Take a serious look at the alarm points, and along with the diurnal cycle that you're working on memorizing and understanding, get into these front alarm points. Now, I say front alarm points because I'm referring only at this point in time to the alarm points. The associated alarm points in Dimmak don't really go hand in hand because associated alarm points are completely neurological. Right. Anyways, that's it for this particular lesson. We will catch you guys tomorrow. Memorize the stuff. Well, not tomorrow, in 3 days. Memorize the stuff and ask your questions. Ciao.